This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How does one build their credit when trying to buy a house? This is tough for our girl Breezy. Because as of right now, and we do have to get a check-in on your credit report, Breeze.
Yeah.
We do it once a month. You are basically trying to build your credit before you buy a home because nobody in their right mind is going to give you a loan right now for a house.
Yeah.
And it's not that you have terrible credit. It's just that you really don't have any in general. You have one credit card to your name.
I paid off my auto loan.
I paid off my student loans. What's the limit on that credit card you have?
$2,500.
It's not a lot. And you've only had it for a year.
1 year, yeah.
So you don't have a ton of history to back it up.
So, 30 years old, looking into next steps of life, right? And looking into buying a house next year around this time.
Yeah.
The house is lined up. It's all like I had a meeting yesterday with the person that I'm buying the house from. So if all goes well, the only thing standing in the way of me not getting this house is the person selling it to me getting word that they can't build where they need to build or me not being able to get a loan, which...
Or somebody comes up and was like, oh, you're going to sell it to Breezy? I'll double it and I'll pay you cash.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But...
you'd be surprised.
I truly believe that it's all going to work out. But when we had the meeting yesterday, I was worried because the credit thing. And I was talking to him about it and we were going into the nitty-gritty of credit scores. And my credit right now, it says fair shape.
Hold on a second. Let's check in with Breezy's credit score. Let's get a number on where you're at for March 3rd, 2025.
So fluctuating up and down, not sure why, but right now it sits at 680.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
I don't know. I don't even know what any of this means.
You're 30 years old. That's not a bad credit score. But what you need to do in your case is you're trying to improve that score along with your, you don't have any loans, so you need more of a loan history as well, because you need more to show the banks and the people loaning you money, especially for a home. You know what? We have intern Joe here. You're 26.
At 25.
Oh, you're 25. At 25, I had no idea what my credit score was. Do you?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you have any loans or credit cards?
I have a credit card.
And you do. It's under your name.
Yeah, my name. I've had it for 4 years now.
You pay it off.
Yeah.
What's the limit on it?
$2,000.
$2,000. Okay, when I was 21 years old,
4 years.
21 years of age, I walked into the ESL credit union, and they gave me a $25,000 credit card.
What?
That was the dumbest thing. They knew exactly what they were doing. That put me in debt for 10 years. I get my first apartment off Park Ave. I'm furnishing the entire place with a credit card.
I would never.
Yeah, I didn't know any better. I didn't know.
That's why I was so reluctant to get a credit card for so many years. I didn't want to end up like you.
Who's giving a 21-year-old a credit card with that type of limit? Banks that know what a 21-year-old is about to do with it. That's who.
Yeah.
Put me in debt for a long time, but it was a learning lesson.
When we turned 21, got an Old Navy credit card. We'd be out at the bar. It's on Old Navy. I'm like, it's not.
I had an Old Navy credit card too.
It's not.
Yeah. But. Breezy, here's what I would recommend. I'm no financial advisor like your old man, but I had a buddy in this situation. He had to file for bankruptcy. Okay. This was back years back. So what he did is he had his business add him as an authorized user on their credit card. And this got his credit score from like a 590 to 800 in like a year and a half. Something ridiculous.
Really?
So is it doubtful that Odyssey here is going to allow Breezy a name on the company? Yes, but if you asked your dad to do it, he has his credit cards. He can make you an authorized user.
Wow.
User every single time he pays for it or uses it.
I get a kickback from it.
It'll show up on your credit report.
Interesting. Okay, that's fair enough. But they'll let you do that with parents or people that you're like related to?
They would have to, yes, you would have to sign up under them as an authorized user.
But my dad
user.
Has so many credit cards.
So like, you might as well be on a couple of them.
Right.
Because he's paying them off on time.
Hopefully.
Anyone have any other tips or tricks here?
Backfires, it ruins my credit. So
on getting your credit score up, 585-252-9800.
I think, you know, I'll get another one. Even just, my dad said, even just opening another credit card would
be
fine.
You only have one. That's not enough. Unfortunately, that's how credit works.
I don't have an auto loan, so that's something.
You did, and you paid it off, and your score dropped 40 points.
Literally. that's the weird thing about credit, right? Like, it's this weird dance of, like, they want you to have this and show that you can be responsible and pay it off. But don't pay it off too fast, because then you look eager and, like, you don't have that, like, weird in-between of, like, oh, well, I can, but I can't. It's just super weird.
Yeah, so a credit score, as I understand it, is their way of knowing whether or not you're going to pay them back.
Like, you're good for
if you're good for it. Yeah. So
if you're paying it off,
they don't want you to pay it off completely because then they stop making money on it.
That's exactly it, Joe. It's all a scam.
Well,
my credit score drops.
Hold on, I got to put this woman on. PXY, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Shara.
Shara, what were you saying?
Yeah, being an authorized user, it does not report on the authorized user's credit card.
So
what do you mean?
Or on their credit report.
So Breezy's score couldn't go up through that?
No, it wouldn't be able to go up through that. Only if she's a joint user.
So she would have to be able to use the card herself.
Right. She needs to either be the primary owner or the joint owner on the card. Being an authorized user, it only reports on whoever is actually listed on the credit card.
Interesting.
Okay, well, that's helpful then. All right. So,
any other tips and tricks for me to bump up my credit score?
Honestly, like short-term loans are a pretty good way of doing that. I know a lot of banks do offer those. So either like a $500 loan or... Oh. Like a $1,000 loan for 6 months. That would be helpful.
All right.
So if you do, if you go to a credit union, they'll give Breezy like maybe $1,000 for 6 months. You pay that off before the 6 months, and that's also going to help.
Okay. I could do that.
You do want to pay it as the monthly bill is due. If you pay it off early, that does not help your credit report.
Got it.
Pay the monthly payments on time. That's what actually builds your credit.
Got it.
So paying a credit card off too soon can actually hurt you.
I would still recommend paying down credit cards just because that interest is a beast.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Really, 30% usage is the sweet spot that credit bureaus say.
Yeah, that's what I've been told too. You want to stay around 30%.
So 30% of what? The 2,500 that I have? Like, Is that what we're saying here? Okay, so...
So if you have 30% of that each month, pay that down each month, then that should be helpful. But honestly, your credit score isn't that bad where it's at. You just don't have the credit history. That's the only thing that's hurting you.
Right.
Shara, thank you. That was helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day. Good luck with the house.
Thanks. Guys, here's the situation. I hate paying like this lump sum of $800 every month. Like, I don't like doing that. I would rather just slowly pay what I need to pay. That's why I hate my credit card.
I know.
And then I can't pay it off. I can't pay it off as I use it because she just says that it hurts. And I understand why. I get it.
Well, it's a game. You have to know how to play the game. It took me years to figure it out. I just paid off my credit card a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. They just updated my credit score. It dropped 10 points.
So dumb. What's your credit score?
770.
No, I'm pissed. I want to beat your credit score. That's my goal for the next year.
When I was buying my car at I'd Honda back in October.
Yeah.
The person sitting next to me was also wheeling and dealing with the sales guy.
Yeah.
And I happened to overhear because you know me. There are times I can't mind my own business.
Every
this
time.
This person's credit score was below 500. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Go rent a scooter. No one's going to give you a car. You can't do anything with bad credit. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, hopefully, if I keep wheeling and dealing, I'll open another credit card. I also want to go to a bank and just talk to them about I should do in this next year.
We should go hit up.
I do have time.
Yeah, you do have time. I will say that. We should go to Old Navy after the show, open up some lines of credit. You know what I'm saying? It's not Old Navy. We're going to get a half pint.
Cha-ching.
We're going to Roar this weekend. We're going clubbing.
No, we're getting bottle service. No, I'm obsessed. Joe, you're coming too.
98 PM. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.